Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 audio lesson on building a sunrise atmosphere for jungle and old school DNB using resampling. Today we're not trying to make the drop straight away. We're building the emotional space before the drop. The kind of intro that feels like dawn after the rave. Warm, hazy, a little nostalgic, and still carrying that proper drum and bass pressure underneath. If you've ever heard a DNB track and thought, why does this intro feel so alive, even before the drums fully hit? The answer is often movement, filtering, texture, and resampling. That's what we're doing here. We're going to take a simple loop, turn it into atmosphere, print it to audio, then resample it again so it starts to feel like a real sample from a dusty old tape or a forgotten pirate radio session. Very DNB. Very effective. Very doable for beginners. First, set up a blank live set and choose a tempo somewhere between 160 and 174 BPM. For this lesson, 170 BPM is a great middle point. It has that jungle energy without feeling too fast or too slow. Now create a MIDI track and load a simple instrument like wave-eatable, analog, or operator. Keep it basic. You do not need anything fancy here. In fact, the simpler the source, the better the resampling result usually is. Choose a soft sound, like a sine, a mellow saw, or a warm pad-style tone. Then play a two-bar chord loop in a minor key, a minor, D minor, or F minor all work nicely for that emotional sunrise feeling. Keep the notes long and open, with simple voicing. Root, minor third, fifth, maybe a seventh if you want a little extra color. The key idea here is that this is not the final sound. This is the material we are going to transform. Now shape that source so it has room to breathe in a DNB context. Put EQ8 after the synth and gently high pass it somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. That keeps the low end clear for later. If the sound feels too bright or sharp, reduce a bit around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it feels too thin, a small boost in the 600 Hz to 1.5 kHz area can help bring some body back. Next, add reverb or hybrid reverb. For sunrise intro, you want space, but not total wash. Try a decay of about 2.5 to 6 seconds, with dry slash wet around 15 to 35%. A little pre-delay, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, can help keep the source clear while still giving it depth. If you want the atmosphere to move more, add auto filter after the reverb and use a low pass filter. Start the cutoff somewhere between 500 Hz and 3 kHz depending on how bright the sound is. Then automate it slowly over 8 or 16 bars. That slow opening motion is what makes the intro feel like it's waking up. Now let's bring in the break. This is where the old school jungle flavor really starts showing up. Drop in a classic breakbeat or any clean break sample you have on an audio track. If needed, warp it so it sits in time. Then slice it up a little. You do not need to over-edit it. Just create a few gaps, maybe duplicate a couple of hits, and make it feel a bit worn and broken up. We want atmosphere, not a full-on drum assault. Add drum bus lightly if the break needs some extra character. Keep the drive modest, maybe 5 to 15%. Add a little crunch if it helps. Be careful with boom, because we do not want muddy low end in the intro. If the break still feels too clean, use saturator with a small amount of drive, just enough to bring out some grit and life. At this point, you should have two layers, a harmonic source and a dusty break texture. That's enough to start the resampling process. Now create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. This is the big move. Solo the chord loop and record about 8 bars into that resample track. If you want the break ambience included too, you can record that as well, or you can do it in layers later. Once it's recorded, treat the audio like a new sample. Trim the best section. Consolidate it if you want. Listen to it as audio, not as MIDI. That change in perspective matters a lot. Audio often feels more glued together, more finished, and more like a real atmosphere bed. This is where you can start making the clip feel more alive. Try reversing a few small pieces. Try transposing the clip down by 1 to 3 semitones if you want it darker. If the clip is a pad-like sound, Complex Pro Warp Mode can help. If it has more rhythmic shape, Beats Mode may be better. Now let's add movement and glue. On the resampled audio track, use auto filter, echo and reverb if needed. Automate the cutoff so the atmosphere slowly opens from a more closed, foggy sound into something brighter and wider over the course of 8 or 16 bars. For the echo, keep it subtle. Low feedback, maybe 10 to 25%. A dotted eighth or quarter note delay can give a nice dubby tail without crowding the mix. With reverb, you can automate the wet level a little if you want the space to feel like it's growing. A really important tip here, Do not let the atmosphere own your low end. If the printed audio is too full, high pass it more aggressively, maybe around 150 to 250 Hz. Your sub should live separately. In DNB, that separation is everything. Here's a simple arrangement idea you can use. For the first 4 bars, let the atmosphere stay filtered and sparse. In bars 5 to 8, bring in the break texture. In bars 9 to 12, open the harmonic layer more. Then in bars 13 to 16, hint at a fill or impact, like the drop is getting ready. That stop-start feeling is powerful. You do not need a huge amount of material. In fact, one well-edited layer, with a few strategic gaps, can feel bigger than a busy arrangement. Now let's add a small sub-hint. This is not a full bass line, just a low pulse that gives the intro some emotional weight and helps the future drop feel more intentional. Create another MIDI track with operator or wave eatable and use a sine wave or very clean triangle wave. Write one note every 2 or 4 bars. Keep it quiet, short decay, low pass if needed, and do not let it get in the way of the atmosphere. You want the listener to feel depth, not hear a bass line taking over. If you like, you can resample that later too. But for now, keep it simple. The purpose is just to anchor the intro. Now for one of the best big air moves in this whole process. Print the whole atmosphere bus again. Group your atmosphere, break texture, and sub hint into one bus if you like. Then create another audio track set to resampling and record the whole thing. This second print is where it starts to sound like one finished piece instead of separate parts. After you record it, add saturator gently for warmth. Add EQA to clean up any mud. If you want a little worn texture, use Redux very lightly, just a small amount, enough to add grain, not so much that it becomes harsh and digital. The second resample pass is where the glue happens. It can feel like you found a finished atmospheric sample in a crate and just happened to arrange it into your track. Now place that printed atmosphere into a simple intro arrangement. A big air-friendly structure could be this. Bars 1 to 8, filtered atmosphere only. Bars 9 to 16, break texture comes in. Bars 17 to 24, the sub hint and maybe a reverse swell appear. Bars 25 to 32, you bring in a fill or impact that points toward the drop. If you want the intro to work for DJ mixing, leave a little more space at the beginning. If you want it to feel more dramatic for a listener, bring the emotional material in a bit faster. Both approaches work. One easy trick that sounds great in DNB is to mute one layer every 4 bars, then bring it back with a reverse hit or a swell. That tiny gap makes the return feel bigger. It creates anticipation without needing a fancy sound design setup. Before you finish, do a mix check, put utility on the atmosphere bus and listen in mono. If the sound collapses badly, reduce the width or simplify the reverb. Then use EQA to high pass around 150 to 250 Hz if needed, and gently tame any harsh upper mids. Also listen at low volume. This matters more than people think. A strong sunrise intro should still read emotionally when it's quiet. If it only works loud, it might be leaning too hard on reverb haze or low-end rumble. And keep your files organized. Name your printed clips clearly. Atmos print. Break texture. Sub hint. Reverb swell. That kind of organization saves time and makes it much easier to build future tracks. Let's recap the workflow. Start with a simple chord idea. Shape it with EQ, reverb, and filtering. Add a dusty break texture. Resample it to audio. Edit the audio like a sample. Print it again for glue and grit. Automate movement over 8 or 16 bars. Keep the low end clean. Arrange it like a real DNB intro with tension first and impact later. That's the whole mindset. And once you learn this method, you can reuse it constantly. For jungle intros. For old school rollers. For liquid to dark transitions. For sunrise sets. For breakdowns. For almost anything in drum and bass, where atmosphere needs to feel emotional but still powerful. For your practice session, try this. Make a 2-bar minor chord loop, add EQ and reverb, resample it for 8 bars, add one break loop, resample the combined result, automate the filter opening, high pass the final print, and arrange it into an 8-bar intro that feels ready to lead into a proper jungle drop. Do not chase perfection, chase mood. If you get the mood right, the track already has life. And if you can make one simple loop feel like sunrise, memory, and tension all at once, you are already thinking like a real DNB atmosphere builder.